Good morning. Again, it's just wonderful to see you this morning, be here and worship with you. I'm having a great time. I hope y'all are. It's been, hey, this is perfect. Perfect. Not because of anything we do, but it's because of who we worship. We can take what we have, what He's blessed us with, hand it to Him, and He can make all things perfect. So we're going to hand this worship service over to Him, and we're going to hand our lives over to Him, and we're going to serve a risen Savior this morning. Last week, during Holy Week, I taught kind of a series of lessons from Palm Sunday, and then we came to Maundy Thursday, and then Good Friday, Holy Friday, and then, of course, Easter Sunrise service, and then the 10 o'clock service. And I referred to this lesson that Jesus taught about every one of those sermons. I don't know if y'all remember it, but I referred to it. And I was going to preach something else this morning. And I thought, you know what? I referred to this lesson. I referred to how Jesus taught us all the way to the cross. And all the way from the cross to when He rose, He was still continuing to teach us. And this morning we'll pick up the story right after the Last Supper. Right after the Last Supper, when Jesus and the disciples were heading to the garden. Jesus had served them a meal. He'd served them by washing their feet. Jesus knew what was coming. But still, on the way to the garden, He takes the time to teach a lesson. He takes the time to teach this lesson. And I'm going to read from John 15. I'm going to read the first 11 verses. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, He prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whatever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and it withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. Ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. And this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again, just thank you so much for all your many blessings, Lord. Thank you for all the scripture, Lord, that we read. Lord, just thank you for all the lessons you teach us. Lord, most of all, thank you for taking our place, Lord. Thank you for taking our sins to the cross, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to have a relationship with you, Lord. I just pray that this morning that your words flow through me. And the folks here, the folks who may be listening online, Lord, they receive your message. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this morning, I referred last week to this scripture and to this lesson several times. And I thought, you know what? I can't leave you hanging that long. I want to teach this lesson. I want you to hear Jesus' lesson as He was on the way to the garden. That's where He was going. Over 2,000 years ago is where we are today. But you see, Jesus' work, His teaching, still live in us today. God's still working through His followers to accomplish His work in the world today. Who's felt the presence of the Lord? Can you imagine the presence of the Lord? Of course, the disciples were walking with Him in person, but Can you imagine? As he started teaching a lesson, I imagine that as Jesus is walking through the garden, he starts teaching this lesson, he probably took a vine. And he probably showed it to him. He probably showed him the branches. He probably showed him the fruit. And taught him the lesson about how grapes grow. How grapes, when they're abiding in the vine, or how the branches, when they're abiding in the vine, they bear fruit. It's really what this lesson is about, but really it's deeper than an agricultural lesson. I don't really think Jesus was teaching a horticulture lesson at this time. He was teaching something a lot more spiritual than that. Again, he knew where he was on the way to. The disciples still didn't understand, but Jesus continues to teach. You see, the true vine, he's the true vine, and he shows us how we can become more like him. Again, sometimes we get frustrated. We try to do things on our own. And when I try to do things on my own, I mess them up. Bad. But when I hand it to God, even the broken things, he can make perfect. Even things I mess up, he can make complete. This morning I want to talk about three qualities of the vine. I want to talk about the personality of the vine, the purpose of the vine, and the promise of the vine. You see, the genuine true vine is Jesus. Jesus and Jesus alone possesses life with him himself. We possess no life. The only life we have is because of Jesus. All other vines are counterfeit. My goal is to stay attached to the vine so I can bear fruit. But guess what? I've seen other vines. At times in my life, I may have attached myself to them too. But what I realized is, if I want to bear fruit, if I want to become who God wants me to be, I have to be attached to him. I have to be attached to him. He alone is the true source of everlasting and abundant life that he tells us about in John 10. When he says that the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. The thief will come disguised as the vine, but there's only one true vine. And the only way we can receive that abundant life that's promised through him is by abiding in him. You see, the gardener is our Father. He's the heavenly Father. The vine dresser, the vine grower, he's the gardener. He's the one that's responsible for caring for the vineyard. You see, Jesus tells us that the Heavenly Father takes care of all of our needs. He gives us what we need to grow. You see, the gardener is involved in everything that has to do with the vine. They are one. You see, this verse zeroes in on the specific duties of the gardeners in regard to the vine. Its duties, the Father's duties, is to protect us. The gardener protects us. He provides tender watch, care, and protection for the vineyard. Aren't you glad our Lord sees all? Aren't you glad he's there watching and protecting us? You see, I praise the Lord for the sure knowledge of knowing that he has me in the palm of his hand. He's protecting me. He also purifies us. Through his word, he purifies us. Through his word, through our relationship with Jesus, by being attached to the vine, we're purified. But the gardener also challenges his branches. The word removes in this scripture means to lift up or to raise higher. You see, the gardener will take unfruitful branches, maybe ones who have fallen down and been trampled on. They're in the dirt. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt like you've been in the dirt, stepped on and trampled on? You see, what the Father does then is he lifts us up. He gets us out of the dirt. He lifts us high so we can bear fruit for him again. You see, it's all about glorifying the Father. It's not about producing fruit for me. It's about producing fruit for him to carry his message. Again, we all have a calling, and that calling has to start with abiding in the vine. Again, he challenges us. When we have fallen down, we're in the dirt, when we feel hopeless, he shows us that hope again. He lifts us towards the sun. Grape branches, he lifts towards the S-U-N. Us, he lifts towards the S-O-N. His son. Again, that's where we get our energy. That's where we get our life. You see, we get placed our Christian life when we're being unfruitful, where we can be fruitful, where we can serve the Lord and do what he has called us to do. Again, and all the fruitfulness is for his glory. You see, he also cleanses the branches. The gardener removes things from the branches that steal its vitality and its strength. Things like sucker branches. When I think of sucker branches, what do you think I think of? Tobacco. Yeah, I remember raising tobacco as a kid, and I remember going out and cutting those suckers off. How many of y'all remember that? It's a lot of fun. But you see, for that plant to be what it's supposed to be, we have to get rid of the things that's still in our energy, the things that are keeping us from becoming who we've been created to be. We've got to get rid of those things. So we're pruned. We're cleansed. So we can absorb all the energy, all the things that come through Jesus Christ. You see, anything that consumes our life that's not the vine needs to be gone. You see, in our lives, when we allow things in our lives that hinder our walk with the Lord, then we need pruning. We need pruning. After last Sunday's basketball game, I need pruned really bad. I still need pruning. Still. Pruning by its very name seems painful. But in reality, he's given us what we need. It's not always easy to take some of the junk away from our lives that need to go. I enjoy some of my junk. I enjoy some of the things that give me some temporary satisfaction. But if I'm going to be who God has created me to be, I've got to get rid of some of that junk sometimes. I've got to spend more time in his word. I've got to spend more time teaching and learning and proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ if I'm going to be who God created me to be. See, you're the same way. We're all the same. We're created in the image of God. We're all created for a purpose. We're all created. Again, look at these stained glasses. These windows are beautiful. But again, they're not uniform. They're not exactly the same. When I picture the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, I see a mosaic. I don't see one color. I don't see one pattern. I don't see people with the same abilities. I see people who are uniquely made. And when we use that uniqueness, the way he's created us to glorify him, some beautiful things can happen. Again, one of the prettiest pictures you'll ever see is at night in Chestnut Hill. When it's pitch black. And you come up on this hill, go ahead and turn the lights on and go behind the bush beans plant about where the bean can is and look at this place glowing. If you want to see God's glory, you want to see God shining, look through these stained glasses. Think about the people who worked hard to build this church, a beacon in this community. Not for our glory, but for his. You see, that's the purpose of us being here, is to glorify Jesus. It's to let his light shine through us. It's for us to grow as we're abiding in him. You see, because that's the purpose of the vine. The only purpose of the vine is to bear fruit. You don't want to start raising grapes and not get any grapes. Vines are not that pretty by themselves. But everything that's in that plant, that life has to travel through the vine. And when it does, it goes through the branches, and the branches produce fruit, beautiful things can happen. Beautiful things can happen. Not because of us, not because of who we are, but because of who he is. And when I talk about the fruit in our life, again, I'm not necessarily talking about grapes, even though I like grapes. But I'm talking about the fruit that Paul writes about in Galatians 5:22. He says, by contrast, The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. When we're abiding in the vine, those are the things that people should see in us. That's the fruit that Jesus is writing about. That's the fruit that Jesus is teaching this lesson about. Again, this is not my lesson. This is His lesson. This is not my fruit. It does not come from me. You can't self-generate this fruit. But through a relationship with Christ, you can. By abiding in the vine, when people see you, they should see love. They should see joy. They should see peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those are the attributes of the vine. Those are the attributes of who we should strive to be. You see, those who abide in the true vine can rest assured of producing His fruit. You'll see an awesome prayer life. You'll see unending love. You'll see the ability to love people that may not be just like you. You'll be able to see joy even when times are hard. I'm talking about the joy that's eternal. I'm talking about the joy when we enter a relationship with Jesus Christ. We have a joy that can't be explained. Again, I've told you this difference between joy and happiness. Happiness is an emotion. Joy is an eternal blessing from God. Happiness is based on circumstances. Happiness is based on what happens outside of us. What's going on in our life. What's going on around us. Whether we win, whether we lose, whether I get what I want to eat this afternoon. Happiness is based on that. I'm just thankful I get to eat. Of course, I haven't missed many meals. But you see, joy is eternal. If you want to really experience the true joy, that we, even when things are tough, that you can still feel that joy, the only way to do it is by abiding in the vine. The only thing you'll notice, only time you'll notice how wonderful things are when things are not going great, is when you're connected to Jesus Christ. When you're walking with Him and you're letting Him guide, divine you. See, you'll experience joy in the divine way. You see, it originates with God and it's only given by God. It's absolutely unaffected by earthly and material things. That's the type of joy I'm talking about. You see, joy is not dependent on any circumstance. Joy abides all the time. And we can experience that joy when we abide in Him. You see, joy is a product of faith. To experience that joy, we have to have our faith in a risen Savior. We have to have our faith in something eternal, not something that's temporary. You see, joy in the Lord produces faithfulness in the Lord. When we have joy, we're connected to the vine, we're going to want to produce that fruit. We're going to want to take a message of a risen Savior to a hurting world. That's what we're going to want to do. You see, we're going to desire to stay connected to the vine. Connected to the vine. So we can see His fruit produced. This morning, are you in the vine? Are you connected to the true vine? The vine that offers us eternal and abundant life. It's a question that only you can answer. You see, have you made your decision to put your faith in Christ? Have you accepted Him as your Lord and Savior? Are you abiding in the vine? Are you drawing your strength from the vine, not from worldly things? Is He producing fruit through you? Are you bearing His fruit today? And sometimes we get confused about this because we think it's about us. When we're bearing fruit, we think it's our fruit. We think we're doing something right. Or we think that God needs us to bear fruit. In reality, God needs us to give Him glory. I'm just thankful to be a part of His plan. I need Him. I need him, and I'm called to do something, but he doesn't. But again, the fruit I can't bear on my own. Where do you stand with Jesus today? Are you connected? Do you need to be pruned? Again, I know I need to be pruned. You see, I challenge you this week to let Jesus take care of your needs, to depend on the vine for all your cares. And this morning, if you've never accepted Jesus' saving grace, I pray that you do that this morning. I pray that you get connected to the vine. And this morning, if you were connected to the vine, but you've had things happen and you're in the dirt being trampled on, I pray that you let the Father lift you up to His Son. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, again, just thank you so much for all that you do in our lives, Lord. Thank you for your many blessings. Lord, most of all, thank you for allowing us to be connected to the vine, to abide in the vine, to get our energy, to get our life from an eternal source. Lord, I'm so thankful that your love, your joy is not dependent upon me or outside circumstances. It's only dependent on the relationship that I have with the risen Savior. Lord, I pray this morning, if there's anyone here who does not have a relationship with Jesus, Lord, I pray that you work in their hearts this morning, Lord, that their Holy Spirit touches, your Holy Spirit touches their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.